Hi guys, welcome back to Level Up, the show dedicated to game development. I have two amazing life stories to tell you about. The first one is from Sarah Woodrow. She's a designer, started building a game with her husband called Utopian World of Sandwiches. I love how funny the name is. In this post, she talks a lot about failure because it's crucial in the game development business to expect failure and to have multiple options. Often game developers let go on building their game because of failure and even because being afraid of failure. So Sarah explains seven truths about indie game development, from how to start, how long it takes for a business to start making money, how to measure success, and more advices and feedbacks from her own experience. I loved her post and I think you should check it out as well. The second story is also about a couple that started building their own game even though they were not good coders. And they were expecting a baby. Lynn was a producer and Alex was a designer. They both learned how to use Unity and just jumped in. In the post, they explain how they manage deadlines, how to run a gaming business, and how to make money even using free Unity tools. They have now two games, Glyph Quest and Super Glyph Quest. I hope you like stories because I even have more. I interviewed Nicolas Sorel, who's the CEO and founder of Magma Mobile, a successful indie game company in France. He talked about how he started the company, game advices, and even he gave feedback to our store team. I have the chance to spend my holidays in Paris this year, and I wanted to share with you some awesome success story. I have with me Nicolas Sorel, who's CEO and founder of Magma Mobile. They have almost 200 games on Windows Phone, Android, and iPhone. They have 400 million downloads, 12 million of them are on Windows Phone, and almost 5 billion times their game were played. Hi Nicolas, welcome to Level Up.
Hi Sumo.
Bonjour. So Nicolas, I want to start by sharing your story and how you started all this. So where is your diploma, where is your degree? Let's start by the beginning.
Well, I have no diploma, I have no degrees.
Wow.
I am a self-made man, so I started to work at 16, so I started to work very early.
You left school?
Yes, I left school because they didn't want I continue to school, so I have to find some way to do something of my life. Mm-hmm. So I started to work in company. I sold some TV, computers, etc. I sold sandwiches.
Wow.
And I decided to start my first company to make some website for other company.
Okay, so you said you started your own company building websites. How did you do that if you didn't have any degree about computer science?
Well, when I started, it was before the year 2000, so there was no degrees or diploma at this time for this kind of job. So I learned programming by myself, and I developed some website for myself, and then I decided to develop a website for customers. I did it for a few years.
Wow, what was your first website?
I think it was the first website that was the beginning of my first success, called codesource.com. It was a website for VB developers, for French VB developers, because at this time there were no websites for French developers to share their experience or code snippets or something like this, and I decided to build my website for this, and 13 years later, I had 2 million members on this website.
Yeah, I know codesource.com. Wow, so you're the founder behind codesource.com. This
yes.
is amazing. Wow, I'm surprised. And it was the first website that you did. So this is really cool. So you started by codesource.com, you built a community by your own, and now it's internationally known. And then suddenly you're the founder of game development on Magma Mobile. What happened? Why did you stop doing codesource.com and move to do games?
Well, I didn't stop immediately CodeSource.com. In fact, I sold it to a French big internet group 2 years ago because I didn't have time to continue this website and Magma Mobile. Mm-hmm. And in 2008, I met someone at Google, and he was in charge of the promotion of Android in Europe for the developers, and he wanted to meet me because I was the founder of CodeSource.com, and he wanted to see if he can speak to developers. So he showed me the first versions of Android, and I was very excited after this meeting. And I waited for Android devices in France, and I was bored to wait. And in maybe 6 months later, I decided to buy two Android devices on eBay from the US, and then we started to develop it, to develop on it with my friend Emmanuel, and we did many things at this from this time. We did many things on Android. We wrote a book to learn how to develop on Android. We did video training for a company called Video2Brain.
You were the first developer in France who developed games on Android. Was it only games or also apps?
No, at the beginning we developed some apps for customers, mm-hmm. For French clients. Post magazine groups, etc. And we developed some apps, and on the same time, for the fun, we developed some games, and we saw that we could live with games by ourselves, and then we decided to become a video game studio. So at the beginning we were 5, and now we are 15 in the company.
Nice.
Our business model is to live with the ads, but I avoid all the kind of annoying ads. So I prefer to display small banners with good integration in our games, mm-hmm. and that do not annoy our users. And we display between 1 and 2 billion ads by month in our games.
Nice.
So this is a kind of high volume and low margin, but we can continue to do what we love to do, and we love
it's
to
make games. It's a nice trade-off, like less ads, but enough for you to live with.
Yes.
Nice. I really like that. So can you talk a little bit about your games now? So you started by Android, and then you moved to iPhone and Windows Phone?
Yes. So at the beginning, we started on Android. We have now near 100 games on Android, and we release a new game every 2 weeks.
Wow.
This is since 2009, and since 2012, we decided to bring our games on iOS. We now have about 50 games on iOS, and since the end of 2013, we bring our games on Windows Phone thanks to Unity 4.2, because now we can bring our games that we made with Unity on Windows Phone, and we have now about 30 games on a Windows Phone, and we in 1 year we reach 12 million downloads mark on Windows Phone.
That's really great. Can I ask you an honest question? What platform do you prefer between Android, iOS, and Windows Phone?
I don't have a real preference, because we now use Unity, and my preference is the tools that I use. So I love to make games for everyone. So there is no problem for me between platforms, because we can bring our game to all the platforms. But for each platform, we have good and bad things. So there is no even market actually on the phone market.
Okay.
On the smartphone.
If I ask you what are the top three things that
we can improve in the Windows Phone, either platform or store, or I don't know, what do you use for you to publish your apps or your games? What are the top three things that you want to improve?
Well, the top number one is maybe to have a more polished dashboard for Windows Phone, because actually it's difficult to have some information and
what kind of information do you want to see?
For example, when you want to know what you sell in app purchase, what you sell and where and when and what. Actually, it's impossible. You have to download some CSV files and parse them, and after you can, if you make a script to parse the file and to have something readable. Today we don't have a lot of information. We have only an amount of money we did this month, and we don't know what for. Again, in the dashboard. Actually, it's very difficult to publish a game in many languages because it asks for us a lot of work to do that. We do it, but it's a lot of work because we have to spend a lot of time. And I think many things could be improved in this part of the dashboard.
Okay, so the first one is telemetry, better telemetry from the store, and the second one is languages when you publish the app. Where is the third one?
The third thing should be to give us the possibility to deliver our game in countries like Japan, because actually our games are translated in Japanese and other languages, because we do it in many languages. But today our game is translated in Japanese, but is not available in Japan, even if I check the checkbox for Japan, because we need some certificate and strange things that we don't have. We don't have to give on Android or iOS. And our games are available on other platforms with no problem. And our Japanese users are happy to play to our game in Japanese, and we can't do the same thing on Windows Phone.
They
today.
Are not available to download. They are not able to download the games in Japan.
No.
Okay, thank you, Nicola, for this awesome feedback. I hope store guys will watch this video and will give us some answers. Let's move now to the next question. If I ask you to give us some advices to someone who wanna do develop his own game on any platform, any of these platforms on mobile, and they are hesitating, they don't know from where to start or how to monetize or how to create their own company, what is the advice that you would give them?
Well, the best advice I could give is to wait nothing. I mean, if you spend a lot of time on your game, you on the day, on the night, on many energy, with many energy, you when you will launch your game, just wait nothing. Just do everything.
Wait for nothing?
Yes, wait for nothing, and there is one thing that could happen is to be happy of a few things. I mean, if the game don't work, you wait nothing, and then, okay, no problem, it will not be fun for you, but it will be better than if you expect to have a big success. And if it's a success, so you will be happy. So wait for nothing. Do all your possible to bring your project the best possible, but wait nothing. And you can have only good surprise.
Okay, thank you for your. This is the first time I hear this kind of advice. Wait for nothing. Don't expect anything. Just do what you want to do, and then we'll see what happens. Okay, that's good to know. At least it's an honest feedback. Okay, tell us a little bit about your team. What are the profiles that you have? What were they doing before? What are they doing now? Let's talk a little bit about your team.
Well, we have different kind of profile. First, we have developers, we have game artists, sound designers, and sometimes we have game designers too, but that depends on the game we have. We have essentially passionate people in the company. They don't all come from the game industry. Some of them developed on SharePoint, for example, before. Myself, I was a developer of website, etc. So we essentially have passionate people, and we love to make games, and we love to have fun.
Nice. Okay, last question now. What is the last game that you developed on iPhone, Android, and Windows Phone, and you want to talk about?
Well, we have a big success. We deliver on the three platform is Ice Cream. It's a game where you have customers that come on the screen and ask for a kind of ice cream, and you have to build it fast, because if he's hungry, he will go out of the shop and he will lose points. So it's addictive and funny, and it's good for children, for parents, for adults, for everyone. So we like this kind of game. And we also published simultaneously on the three platform a bowling game for Xmas, and the name is Bowling Xmas. And it's a fun bowling 3D game, and with an environment of for Xmas with the pines relooked on
for
a
the
kind
Christmas
of snowman, etc.
Nice, this is really nice. Thank you, Nicolas. Thanks for this interview for Level Up, and see you next time.
You're welcome, and thank you for visiting us. I was very happy to host you.
Super. Okay, super. D'accord.
I hope you liked the interview with Nicolas and are checking out all his addictive games on your phone and tablet. Let's move now to some tips and tricks. Do you know that building your game is only half the work? The other half is all marketing and online presence. This is why you should have a press kit for your indie game. But what should you put in your press kit? It should typically have high resolution and quality screenshots of the game action, logos, trailers, and informational videos that show how awesome is your game, information about your game and company, quotes from previous media coverage if you have some, and awards as well. This blog post explains in more depth how to create a press kit and how to host it. It also has examples of great press kits like the Microsoft and Xbox One. If you don't know how to use the MonoGame Content Builder tool, I have a tutorial for you. It explains how to get started with the tool, how to import an XNA project, and how to upgrade an existing project, all with nice screenshots to make the steps easy to follow and samples to make the work even easier. Lastly, I want to introduce you to CocoSharp. It's an exciting new platform from Xamarin that enables developers to create stunning 2D games for iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows from a shared C# or F# codebase. It's an open source and built on the top of MonoGame Engine. This video from Mike Bluestein will cover game development strategies, and by the end, you'll have all the knowledge you need to start creating your own game. The last story was suggested to me via Twitter, so if you know any nice stories or tutorials, don't hesitate to tweet me, Instagram me. No Snapchat, please. I'm all for that. That's it for today, guys. Keep up your comments and feedbacks. I love reading them all. Until next time, see you.